This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode 61 on Wednesday, June 20th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with
me
as always
I am John.
Johnny, the crack technical staff, and my beloved husband, the man I love the most. You know, not the only one, just the one I love the most.
Just the most. Well, you know, you take your back.
take what you can get. So we're here to talk about the Reds.
The who?
The Cincinnati Reds, perhaps you've heard of them. They're a baseball organization that's existed, you know, for a while.
Any good?
No. They're very bad.
But surely they're getting better.
No. I don't see any reason to think that. You know, it's sort of funny, because we've got a 6-year-old son, and we're talking to him in the car, and he'll just announce, you know, if we're talking about the Reds and we're saying how bad they are, he'll say, "You should find a different team." He's very rational that way. He's just like, "Man, they're not good. You should find a different team." We're going to have him on the podcast one of these days if we ever get around to recording one before his bedtime, because he's got some very good ideas for the team, I think, and very insightful for a 6-year-old. And probably there's some things that some of the Reds management could learn from a 6-year-old.
Undoubtedly.
Given some of the decisions we see made by this team. To look at it a little more formally, the Reds are 28-45.
Still, just like last week, still on pace for a 100-loss season.
Yeah, 62 wins and 100 losses. And frankly, I don't see any reason to expect that to be any different. I don't see any change in the team. I don't see any improvements on the way. You know, some people, I think, were thinking that the addition of Homer Bailey was somehow going to change things, which I don't really see why that ever would, because it wasn't the starting rotation that was ever the problem.
It's like, look, now we have another solid starter. Oh, wait. It wasn't Milton's fault to begin with.
No, it really wasn't. You know, actually, I think Milton had more good starts at the beginning of the season than Arroyo did. And, you know, Arroyo really hasn't shown up yet this season.
For one or two starts.
Yeah.
I think his first two, right at the beginning of the year, he had some really good ones and they scored nothing for him.
No,
but
no, I don't think he did. I think that, well, maybe somewhere.
I'm thinking one or two.
Just
in the first month.
We're not ready to talk about Arroyo yet. I'm jumping ahead. My point was that we've got Eric Milton, who has been sidelined for the rest of the, he's out for the rest of the season. He's out for the rest of his contract.
Right.
With season ending. He's having surgery. Or is
yes,
he just
it's
out
surgery. I'm not sure. I can't remember what, though. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah, but in any event, we're not likely to see him in a Reds uniform ever again. And you know,
and he's been replaced by Homer Bailey, who's doing great.
He's doing great. He's doing just fine. But it's been kind of a non-event. I think that you really know the depth of how poor your team is when the season-ending surgery of Eric Milton is a non-event. when it's literally had no impact on things at all, and you know, except for the fact that Bailey probably brings in some more, a few more tickets.
For a few starts.
Well, I mean, they're on the road right now, so of course, no one cares about it there. But in any event, the Royals now have a better record than the Reds do, so go Kansas City. The Rangers still have a worse record, but we just saw them head-to-head, and we saw that the Rangers were the winning team in that series.
They were.
They quite clearly had less talent.
I know.
Than the Reds did. I mean,
but it was like, you see the Rangers botch all these plays, double plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, double plays they should
just
have made.
They had terrible starting pitching.
They were a poor team.
Very poor team, yet which team was the winner?
Well,
they were.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing was that as far as raw materials go, they were resource poor. They did a lot more with what they had. The Reds have a lot of talent, and they just cannot. They're poorly managed.
Yeah. In a literal sense and a figurative sense,
they're poorly managed.
On their offense, they've got Griffey and Dunn. They've got a young rookie in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. There's Brandon Phillips. There's Eddie starting to come around.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And that's not even. And then the pitch is starting pitching. You've got Harang and Royo, and now Bailey is.
Mm-hmm, he's doing fine.
Doing fine. Better than I expected so far.
Loach is hit or miss, but he's not bad. And
he's more hit than miss lately.
Yeah.
David Weathers has been amazing. I don't know how many four or five elk saves he's gotten.
Well, it's, you know, he's been amazing considering how he's been utilized. I don't know that you would call him like closer of the year or anything, but I mean,
he's 16 for 18.
Considering how you've been, how he's
the rest
been
of the team
perform.
Is 0 for 8.
Well, that's not really saying that much. I mean, you're doing a comparison there, which kind of still. The Ross Valentin comparison. It's not exactly fair, but.
I think Weathers has been quite good. That's almost 90% of his saves.
And you know, actually, considering how low the level of complaints about Weathers has gone down, that's how you can really tell
how
because
bad the rest of the bullpen is.
Yeah. I just mean that you know the court of public opinion, you know, where people forget that they used to hate him because they are hating him as much.
Yeah,
as they.
Well, really, a lot of the team. It's not a perfect match, but a lot of it with the level of talent they have reminds me of the Reds teams of the late 80s, mm-hmm. where they had just immense amounts of talent, but for whatever reason couldn't quite get going, culminating in 89 when they were just terrible, but then they had the whole Pete Rose crap swirling around.
Some stuff to deal with.
And then in 90 they get a new coach, manager, comes in, and it was actually competent at the time. I'm not so sure about how good Pinnell is anymore, but
no idea.
He gets them all going on the right track to win, and then they do it. Obviously, that team had a bullpen most teams these mm-hmm. days only dream of.
Yeah.
But still, like, the same base talent level is just so much.
I wonder, is that something is that symptomatic of the organization? Is there something about the Reds organization that draws a lot of talent and then poor utilization of that talent?
I don't know, because I don't think we've really seen as much talent as they have this year.
Well, they seem to be lacking some leadership.
They have been lacking leadership ever since, Larkin in his next to last mm-hmm. year.
Yeah. They're lacking leadership and they're lacking definition, I think. They're lacking character definition. They've got a lot of very bland characters. You know, really, I mean, when Brandon Phillips is your big character. He's a pretty mild guy. To have him as the guy who occasionally comes out with a quote that really makes you laugh. I mean, of course, there's always Dunn, but I think that he probably hides a little bit. He does get a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
In any event, the Reds are awful, is where we're getting at. And, you know, it was, what, two losses ago that the Reds had the same record as Miley had when he got fired and they brought in Naren. And it just makes you wonder, well, what would it take to get Naren fired?
No kidding.
I mean, not
how
only...
How about, I don't know, taking out Josh Hamilton and pinch hitting for him with Juan Castro?
Now, you see, there's an idea that just doesn't make any sense. And yet, he actually did that this very day. He did that in the ninth inning. Here's your situation. You're in the ninth inning and you're behind. And you have Josh Hamilton coming to the plate, and you say, no, young slugger. No, young fella who has the tendency to do spectacular things. You come back here. We're going to send out the Manos de Oro. We need Castro at the plate, because he's a light-hitting infielder, and obviously this is the choice to make in this situation.
Oh, but he was hitting 1,000 off the reliever.
In one at bat.
Just because it was 7 years ago.
I looked up the word nonplussed, which I had always thought meant unenthusiastic, because that's what it sounds like.
Right.
Like you're not plussed. That's not what it means. It means speechless.
Oh.
And that's I sort of want to employ that here. I sort of want to say like after this move, I'm nonplussed. But I think people will misinterpret it, because I sort of suspect that everyone in the world thinks it means unenthusiastic. And I am enthusiastic. I'm enthusiastically against this idea. I'm enthusiastically thinking this was a very, very poor move.
It's just ridiculous. Just as it's like his ineptitude at dealing with the bullpen is now, you're really starting to see it spill over mm-hmm. into other areas.
That's true. Well, what are you brought up here?
I was looking up the record for the Reds when Dave Miley was fired mm-hmm. a couple of years ago. They were 27-43.
Sure.
And as you mentioned, they are now 28-45. Mm-hmm. So since that time, they've gone 1-2.
Right. Which is pretty much the pace that they're on.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, that's more or less what you're going to lose almost twice as many as you're going to win if you go for a 100 loss season, and that's how it's been the
I think they can make it. I really do.
Tell you what, that first couple of weeks looked so good.
Mm.
Oh, I
usually, in the years past, they've been good for about half a year. This year, they decided to change things up and be good for only half a month.
Yeah, well, it is changing things up. The thing that frightens me about it is that the team is still doing so well, and the team appears to be doing so well financially or doing so well influence-wise, because we were just at Victory Field in Indianapolis to catch an Indians game, and it wasn't it was not a Bats game. It was Indians versus the Pawtucket Red Sox.
That's right.
And we saw tons of people in Cincinnati.
I saw a guy with a Hamilton t-shirt jersey on. There was
kids with
Reds caps all over the place.
I don't think I've ever seen that much Reds Reds gear at an Indians game, and we have only previously gone to Bats games.
Right.
So one would
I've seen more Bats stuff than Reds stuff.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of frightening to me, because it makes me think, you know, what I have said all along since the blog, it's been obvious to me that the purpose of a baseball team is a business, and it is a business, and you know, the new ownership has come in, and they have obviously improved the Reds as a business, but what they have not done is improve the Reds as a baseball team. And so, I don't see that changing. I don't see how, unless people are prepared to start saying, no, we're not going to buy your gear, we're not going to go to your games, we're not going to give you money until you improve the team, there's nothing that fans can do.
Right.
And you think, well, number one, it's been so recently that fans weren't going to games and weren't buying stuff and weren't doing the giving the money, that I'm not sure it would make the proper impact at this point. Not only that, but fans just don't do that. I mean, look at how long it's taken for Pirates fans to even start thinking about doing that. I mean, how long have they been bad?
I don't know.
Consider Cubs fans. I mean, they've been bad since the beginning of time.
Pirates probably since the early 90s.
And they've got people buying stuff nationwide.
Yeah.
They're a very successful business. And so it just kind of gives me a sense of dread as a fan. You know, as a business person, I can appreciate their model. As a fan, I'm a little bit, I am. I'm disturbed to think at how poor this team is going to continue to do, because I do not see any motivation for the ownership to make any changes. Why would they? They're making their money.
Yeah, well, obviously, Aaron's still there.
Castellini's getting paid. Oh, yeah, and to digress. Naren is still there, and I don't see anything that's going to get him fired, but let's say he did get fired. Who would be next? If they're going to follow tradition, it would be Bucky Dent
for the rest of this year, all of next year, and then he'd get fired midway through 2009.
It would be the rest of this year, they would do okay. All of next year, we would call a rebuilding year and forgive the fact that they were under 500. And then the next year, it would all fall apart, much to our unhappiness. Because
surprise, I would hope not.
Well, sort of our surprise, though, because the previous year had looked like such a successful rebuilding year. Like, yes, things are finally coming together. Things are going to be different next year. Oh, same old shit. So in any event, they could go the Bucky Dent route. They could also go the route of what they did with Miley, and they could bring up the AAA guy, Rick Sweet.
That's right.
Yeah, Rick Sweet.
I was trying to remember his name the other day, and I just...
From the Bats.
Couldn't.
And, you know, if between those two, I mean, I'm sure Dent is fine. I don't know that he's anything. But you know, the Bats are doing well.
They're not ahead of the Indians, but...
Well, I'd like to point out that, you know, players go down to AAA. They do well. They come back up to Cincinnati. They do poorly. So I gotta say, maybe he's doing something right down there. But you know what would be nice is if they would perform an actual managerial search. You know what? I said this when Naren was hired. I can go back and bring up those posts, and, you know, I could do a big fat I told you so post on Red Hot Mama and say, I just have this sinking feeling that in a year we're going to be looking for another manager. Of course, I guess we aren't yet, so maybe I guess I haven't told you so yet, but it's really hard to believe that we're going to be able to continue on, that they're going to be willing to continue on this way. Let's say they did do a managerial search. Is there anyone good available right now?
Well, the Orioles just fired their coach, so he's available.
Are the Orioles any good?
No. Oh. No. Well, not at all.
Are they better than the Reds? Why, yes, they are.
Well, they have to be. The Reds are the second worst team in the majors.
By definition, they are better than the Reds, so that would be a step up. Is there anyone else available out
there?
The
only other one I really have heard of is Joe Girardi. He won the Manager of the Year award last year and then got fired.
Well, of course, because people hate success.
He wasn't as... He and the owner didn't get along. I'm not. It was...
Well, you know, the owner was trying... very easy to get along with. He'll apparently put up with about anything.
If I remember it correctly, the owner was actually trying to manage or was actually yelling at the umps one time during the game. It was
the
kind
owner
of
was?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very hands-on.
Yeah, a bit too much. And Girardi didn't care for that and said so.
Didn't cotton to
which
that.
Which I think, hey,
yeah, no, yeah,
that's good for him.
You know, I'd do it. But then again, you look at my success rate and my track record and my employment. So there you go. So, yeah, I hope that there's something better around the corner. But I'm really not hopeful. I'm really not. But there's other things going on.
Like
sort
what?
Of. There was a big old fuss about trade rumors for Adam Dunn. Heard any of those lately? Seems like it's kind of fallen off.
There's yes, like since you posted about it, I think it's. I think you killed it.
I like said, yeah, this is a maybe he's going to be traded, just like all the time. Hello, because really that's the situation. One would think. I mean, that people are that all of the players are available for trade for the right price. I mean, it is
I
an
would
economy.
Expect so,
and I don't know.
I don't think it would be make much sense actually to trade him. I mean, his contract is such that if he gets traded, mm-hmm. he's a free agent at the end of this year.
Right. So he'd be a rent-a-player.
And I don't know. I just don't...
It's not that it doesn't make sense to trade him. It's that it doesn't make sense to trade for him.
Right. I mean, I don't see a lot of teams doing that.
Well, yeah. I don't know who's in the position where they really need a slugging outfielder or DH.
Yeah.
And are prepared to give what the Reds would want for him.
Yeah. And it... Hopefully they're asking for a lot, because he's a big part of their offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only a big part of their offense, but he's a big part of their business model.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So there's that incentive to keep him there as well.
So I would be surprised to see him go, but most likely because Kripke
has... But at least it'd be something to talk about, and that would be...
They'll probably try to trade Dunn for Gagne, Eric Gagne or something.
You know...
He looked okay with Texas.
I'm really hopeful that without the pressure of the nearly winning season, because you know in this situation, there's really no pressure for Kripke to do anything, except for the pressure that people are exerting on him to do something to try to to do something for the sake of doing something. But last year it was really a man, we need bullpen help. We're not going to make the playoffs. Kind of an urgent kind of a thing. And without that pressure, I'm really hoping he's not going to do anything really stupid.
Well, he hasn't done anything to speak of so far. So
you can't avoid doing stupid things by doing nothing at all.
It's kind of similar to the Mark Twain quote.
Better to be thought an idiot, keep your mouth shut, and be thought an idiot than open your mouth and
remove all doubt.
Remove all doubt. Dove dark chocolate squares mm-hmm. that you we open
I
up.
I really like those. They're kind of truffly.
They're delicious. And they're just chocolate. There's nothing in them but chocolate. They taste really good. Anyway, the wrapper has these messages from Promises Inc. or something like that, and they're just like stupid little sayings. And like one of them says, "Today is definitely a bubble bath day." One of them says, "Go to your special place." Which I always thought, and there's a woman at my office who oftentimes has these, and I always think it would be a fun game if she were to say, "Well, you can have this for free, on the condition that you must immediately do whatever the rapper says." And then she would have the opportunity to sit there and watch a person, for example, go to their special place. Mm-hmm. The one that that I opened up the other day said, "You're allowed to do nothing." Which can be read as you're allowed, like the way I just intoned it, but it could also be read as you're allowed to do nothing. But in my mind, I envision like Kripke opening up that particular truffle, and he's like feeling all pressured, and he's like, "Man, I really gotta do something about this team." And then he opens up his Dove dark chocolate square, and it says, "It's all right. You're allowed to do nothing." He's like, "Oh, that's
you
great.
Know,
I'm gonna go take a bubble
gives
bath."
Gives me a thought. We need to, like, make some of these, you know, different messages, but give them to Naren for during the games and send him messages on how to manage.
So he'd open up his chocolate square and it would say, "Don't pinch hit with Castro." And he'd be like, "I've got an idea. I'm going to let Hamilton go up to bat."
Open another one. Having a guy pitch 5 days in a row.
Maybe not such a hot idea.
Give him a rest.
Yeah. So Bronson Arroyo had a concert scheduled for the weekend that we were going to be in town on Saturday, and the Screaming Mimes were opening up for him, so I was kind of thinking about going. We're going with Belly Scratcher.
Yes, I can't wait.
And her proxy. Oh, I know, it's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be the weekend of July 1st and July 2nd. So if you're planning on being at the games that weekend, you can drop a line to rhm@red-hot-mama.com and maybe we can meet up and have a beer or something like
that. Sure.
In any event, we're going with them, and I thought that we wouldn't be able to stay late enough for the concert because they're going to be driving back to St.
Right.
Louis that night.
That's a heck of a drive.
But then they said, well, no, we want to drive separately so we can just take off straight from St. Louis, from Cincy to St. Louis, and if you guys want to stay for the concert, and so they'd volunteered to, you know, part ways earlier than we would have otherwise so that we could go, and so I'm thinking about it, and then, no sooner am I really pondering, considering this, and can we get some access? We can pay $150 to get to get into the meet and greet with the Bronson Arroyo. No sooner am I actually pondering this than they announced that the concert's been canceled.
He could sense you.
Yeah, you know what? That's the sort of the thing I was thinking. Well, my first thought, of course, was, well, he's really sucked.
Yes.
Not just this year, which has been this year, but specifically these last few outings, man, he has just been crummy. And sort of imagine, the team putting the pressure on him.
Well, they're giving him, a day or two between starts. It's kind of like, bad pitcher, no guitar, you know?
Exactly. And I can just imagine, even if I didn't make it to the meet and greet, the other people in the room, you know, like, oh, hi, Bronson, you know, I love your music. Wait, no, but shouldn't you, not be playing guitar and instead be being a good pitcher? Don't you think maybe you should go home and practice or something because you kind of suck? And that would be kind of awkward for him. Not that I, you know, loved his music anyway. I didn't even like crappy grunge music in the 90s, and I was in high school then, you know. One would think that I would like it, but
nope.
I thought it sucked.
Yeah, there were songs that were okay.
Of course. In any event,
I guess we'll be getting home earlier then.
Yeah, I guess that's nice. I hope he is dedicating that extra time to improving himself as a pitcher.
Right, he could do that.
You know, maybe he's doing some visualization exercises, maybe thinking about what he could be doing better, and clearing the karma.
Self-fulfilling.
Maybe, of course, he's doing all sorts of charity things. He's Homes for Troops or something like that. I was reading the press release on it. I'll probably post it a little bit later, but you know, all that's well and good, but you could just talk to the blogger that he left hanging all night. The
first while on vacation.
Oh, there was that, too.
Oh, actually, that's right. You meant the other time.
Yeah. Well, left me hanging the entire vacation, really. And
that's
months
true.
Months into the season. But, I mean, that was more a chronic condition over weeks. There was the one acute condition where
that's
I was actually up all night.
Up till, 3 or 4 in the morning. That was ridiculous.
You know, does giving money to people make up for being a jerk to one individual?
That's just throwing money at a problem.
You know, I think that, maybe you have to attack it on both fronts. Maybe you've got to
burn the candle at both ends. Wait, that doesn't...
He may already be doing that. They may be his problem. So, in any event, for anyone who was planning to go to the Bronson Arroyo concert, you're going to have to find something else to do with your weekend because the concert's been canceled, but, you know, you can always get a copy of his album and sit around and listen to that if you want to. Find something better to do with your time. What's going on in the... Oh, wait, there's one other thing. Red specifically. I guess that Jay Bruce was promoted to AA recently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just today or yesterday.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's been doing well. I imagine, we're reaching the halfway point for the minor league teams mm-hmm. of their seasons. So I imagine we'll start, and also the rookie league mm-hmm. is going to be starting up, so I imagine we'll start seeing some
promotions. Well, I envision that Bruce will be the one that when Rick Sweet's or perhaps Bucky Dent's career is winding down, or tenure with the Reds is winding down.
In like a year and a half. Okay.
He'll be the hope that everyone has for coming back up. So we can look forward to that.
Okay.
When the team is in the toilet in, you know,
instead of Homer Bailey, then it'll be Jay Bruce.
It'll be Jay Bruce that comes up, and they have a big, like, to-do about it, and they sell a bunch of t-shirts, and everyone gets all excited. And, woohoo, Jay Bruce is here.
Man, I can't wait.
Things are going to change.
I can't wait.
Yep.
It's good to have things to look forward to.
It's true. I'm really looking forward to it. So what's going on in the rest of the National League? Well, in the Central.
Let's see. Milwaukee is still in first, and they've rebounded. Over their last 10 games, they are 8-2.
Look at them. They're playing 41-31 baseball. Wow, wouldn't that be nice? Can you imagine having witnessed 41 wins already?
Well, I think
almost the same number of losses that the Reds have. So just imagine, like, in your mind,
the Reds have disappointed you. Get 41 wins this year.
Well, they are. It may take them until August, but they could do it.
The Brewers just came off sweeping the San Francisco Giants.
No, I'm serious. It would take them until August to win that, to get to that many wins, wouldn't it?
You know, it might be. They're 13 away. Yeah, it probably would. Ouch.
Yeah.
The Brewers in the last week have swept the Giants. They won a series against the Twins and won a series against the Tigers.
Well, you know what?
Those teams are good.
Those teams don't
except
suck.
Except for the Giants. The Giants are, better than the Reds.
Meanwhile, the Reds lost the series to the Rangers.
Yes, but the Tigers, I mean, the Brewers had just come off losing a series to the Rangers before they started playing better.
Well, how the Rangers have a worse record than the Reds if they're winning over the Reds and they're winning over the Brewers?
That was a fluke against the Brewers, probably.
All right.
So, Prince Fielder had an inside the park home run. Do you remember which?
Wow.
He's a big boy.
Wow. How did he do that? Did they have an error on that or something?
Not if it's an inside the park home run. They don't.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't count then.
Yeah. Wow. Stand up. He didn't even have to slide. Thank goodness.
What else? So, how's everyone else doing?
In second place, we have Chicago Cubs, 32-37.
Wow. Every
other team in the Central, their last 10, they're 5-5.
Look at that, man.
Every other team is 500.
The Reds are 40, or have 28 wins, and the Cubs only have 32. Man, except for Milwaukee, the rest of this is really close, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and it does make me wonder.
Could just string together some wins.
Yeah, the same could be said of any team in the Central, but one thing I wonder is, like, if the ownership really wanted to spend money, and they had a general manager who could effectively do it, some key acquisitions, and I think that Reds could actually, it'd be hard. But, you know, with some luck, I think they could actually compete.
That, you know,
it's not going to happen,
I think,
but it could.
Competing-wise, though, I mean, we're seeing that these teams are so close that it might just take a shake-up. It might just take getting rid of the manager. And, man, he is making some really bad
decisions. That's happened before. When the Marlins fired their manager in the middle of the season and brought in Jack McKee, and they ended up winning the whole thing. I mean, it's not unheard of.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the talent level is there, and we've talked about the horrific, horrific misuse of the bullpen. And you've already said that Weathers is pretty good, and he's done very well. And you know, some of the other people in the bullpen are awful, but are they sink the whole team awful? I'm not sure that they are if they're properly utilized. What I was just thinking about though was massage chairs.
Oh,
you know,
should they bring them back?
Yeah. You know, the massage chairs were the whole thing right before Miley got fired.
Yeah, Griffey and Dunn had massage chairs.
What we need is for Naren to have a massage chair kind of fiasco to get himself and get some attention drawn to himself. You know, the thing is, though, at least Miley was trying to do something. You know, at least he was acknowledged that something was wrong, and he was trying to change things. They made things pretty miserable in the clubhouse, but you got to give him a little bit of credit for at least trying. I don't even see Naren acknowledging that there's anything wrong. He just seems to still think that it's just the brakes or something. Like, doesn't acknowledge that he's messing anything up. Doesn't acknowledge that there's anything systematically wrong. What else?
The Cubs have made a trade. Mm-hmm. Their catcher Barrett. I guess they've tired of him fighting other players. They sent him off to the Padres for a catcher, another catcher and a minor leaguer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, did you hear about the thing with, was it Zambrano making the comment about how Yadi was going to be his next catcher?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I just briefly saw a headline about it, but there's some quote from him saying he received a gift from his next catcher, Yadi. And but he didn't specify whether he was going to St. Louis or whether Yadi was going to Chicago. I guess that Zambrano's a contract year or something.
Yeah, he is, though he hasn't been doing particularly well.
Well, he's been beating up his catcher, so.
He's been a much bigger head case this year than in years
no
past.
No joke. And you know what? I think that a fight between Zambrano and Yadier Molina could be probably be pretty entertaining. Because they're both big guys. Yadier's not as tall, obviously, but he's
I don't think he'd back down.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's kind of a thug. Kind of a geeky.
So maybe that's
thug.
What the Reds need. Maybe, like, Ross needs to kick Arroyo's ass.
Well, this is the whole reason that they should have kept LaRue. Because I think LaRue might have kicked Arroyo's ass. Really, I don't have any problem with him getting rid of LaRue. I just wish they had, traded Ross when he was worth something.
Back to the standings. St. Louis is sitting in third place.
Mm-hmm.
They've been better than I expected them to be.
Well, it'd be hard for them to
be
as bad as they look.
Braden Looper just went on the DL, which he was in their starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So their already terrible starters is a little bit worse now.
Very nice. Well, maybe that's why they're bringing in Zambrano.
I could see them making a big splash. I mean, their GM, Walt Jocketty, has done that before.
Sure.
And they are in third place bad division. So I could see them trying, like...
But what's going on with the NLC poaching each other's pitchers?
I don't know.
I mean,
can't
like
see the Cubs trading
in the NLC.
Zambrano within the division. That would be...
Well, has been a head case, like you said. I don't know. I mean, does he have... I don't know what the situation is. Maybe he was talking about next year or something like that.
Maybe.
What else?
Fourth place, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Hey, you know, we saw the... we went to an Indians game recently. We managed to see some Pirates prospects. And we saw a young fella by the name of Perez.
That's right.
He's a relief pitcher, right?
Oh, man, yes.
Oh, he was kicking ass, man. A little bit of the control issues, but he was hitting, 98?
No, he didn't hit 98. That was a Red Sox guy who also...
96?
Couldn't hit the plate if it were... Yeah, he
three
had
feet
control
wide.
Issues. But, no, he was, like, consistently 95, 96.
He was looking really good. He was Juan in control
Perez.
Of the game. And he'll
28 years old.
Well, he's a little old.
A little bit old,
but
we'll see.
But you know, yeah. But he was doing a lovely job. I think that if the Pirates are looking for a reliever, they'll be seeing him pretty soon. But you know, of course, the Pirates never seem to really have pitching problems.
No, they're always solid.
It's just scoring runs issues. That
ownership
they have.
Issues more than anything.
We know about those. And then,
no, there's. Their ownership is still worse than the Reds.
I mean, we've been there.
Oh, yeah. And then right above, just above the Reds, the Houston Astros.
Wow, you just never can tell how things are going to work out. But then look at all those. Astros, Pirates, and Cardinals all have 31 wins, and they're differentiated in their number of
losses. And the Cubs
have
32. They've all just played different numbers of games, which is why they're different places in the standings.
It'll all shake out. Especially those middle teams are really ripe to change. Milwaukee's looking like they're running away with it unless some big changes happen. And like I said, I don't see any reason to expect that the Reds are going to do any better than they're doing now if they don't make some sort of change managerially. I at this point, I wouldn't even waste time changing the personnel. Because they're just going to be misutilized anyway.
That's a good point.
You could go out and buy the most fantastic bullpen in the universe, and if you're messing,
warming them up every night, having them pitch one to two batters every night, guess what?
Yeah.
They're not going to last long. I don't care who it is.
So the picture's kind of bleak. Can we find some sort of a bright note to end this on? What if it's an ironic bright note? We could find an ironic bright note. Let's say...
How about a story about a home run record being set?
Okay.
Guess who did it?
Barry Bonds.
No!
Who?
Frank Thomas.
Who the hell is Frank Thomas?
He, for years and years, was a big power hitter for the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. He's in the tail end of his career now, and he's...
Well, I would think you would be in the tail end when you're setting home run records.
True.
That's, if you're setting home run records...
Unless you're really good.
At the beginning of your career, wow.
True enough. Hadn't thought of it that way. But he's now with the Toronto Blue Jays, and he hit his 244th home run as a designated hitter, which broke the record previously held by Seattle Mariner Edgar Martinez.
Edgar. Wow.
And, yeah.
I'm interested in home runs by pinch hitters. Because in my mind, pinch hitters and designated hitters are sort of the same thing because, you know, I haven't been watching baseball that long and things kind of get categorized in your brain in wrong ways when you're new to something. But, you know, I always think...
I doubt it's 244.
I would be pretty surprised if it was...
That'd be a hell of a pinch hitter. Be like,
a designated
pinch hitter. He should have gotten a shot at starting.
You know what would have happened if he were on the Reds? Naren would have pinched hit for him with Castro.
Okay.
Well,
so, what do we have... What did the Reds have coming up next? More against... No, they're going to be playing...
No, they're taking off for Seattle tonight, and they've got a
series Griffey's first time back since... being traded to the Reds.
And I think that they're really excited about it. I think we're going to
maybe he'll be
something.
Traded mid-game.
Wow. Well, you know, they are an AL team. The thing is that, you know, I never, ever saw Griffey play in Seattle. We only got back into baseball when he came back to... Or you only got back into baseball when he came back to Cincinnati, and I kind of followed along. And then, so, I mean, people talk about him, and I have really no concept of it. And they were talking about, during the game today, like... Oh, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, he'll be wearing his Mariners cap, and it's just like so alien to me because that's a completely different world than what I know. So I'm sort of interested to follow the festivities in Seattle. And
you ready to stay up late to do it?
I guess I'm going to have to. I'm going to be pretty exhausted. I got an email from somebody who listens to the podcast and saying he's going to be taking his daughter to the game, and so.
Oh, cool!
Yeah.
Well, thankfully these are on the weekend, so it'll be easier.
Yeah, not even the weekend that we're taking. Well, of course, it's not the weekend we're going to Cincinnati. That wouldn't make any sense, but...
definitely not.
We staying up late and sleeping in, hopefully, and enjoying the games. Even though they'll probably lose them.
That's okay. It'll be in a stadium I haven't seen, before. On the TV.
Really?
New Mariners one. I don't think I've seen any of their TV games there.
I think that I might have seen one when I was actually in Seattle, when I was just watching something on the hotel TV or something, but I don't remember it. It'll be a whole new context. It's an adventure. There's your bright point. If nothing else, it's an adventure.
It always is, with Naren at the helm.
And unfortunately, it's the same adventure over and over again. on that cherry thought, we should wrap this up. Are you about ready?
I am.
All right, so keep on hanging in there, Reds fans, and
go Reds! Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.